Noach, and this is a very important, actually ties deeply into the Haggadah. I'm going to try to restrain myself. It's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We'll see how that goes. But the idea of paternity outside of the Jewish community is perhaps more of a monetary construct. You say, Yerusha Livnei Noach, Zindaraisa, Daniel, welcome. We just got started. So the idea is that Yerusha is, it's a monetary construct. The question of paternity as a spiritual concept, where like we have at the Seder, Vigad to Levincha, of a spiritual transmission, that might be much more what the Gemara means when it says that there is no concept of paternity for Bnei Noach, Avraham Avinu really introduced that kind of paternity. And that's a very important idea. And then when we have Gerim, they automatically become children of Avraham Avinu. And there's just so much to say about that. And that really actually is one of the underappreciated themes of Leil HaSeder. I actually plan on discussing that maybe the first or the second night of Yontif in the shuls. Even though the role of Moshe is very much suppressed at the Seder, as we know, for obvious reasons, to give the glory to God and not to Moshe, an idea the Jewish people struggled with. Avraham Avinu is obviously front and center. Avraham is all over the Haggadah, and the Haggadah in so many ways is about the rediscovery of our commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and emerging from Avodah Zarah, in so many ways walking in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu. So again, back to this point, the Gemara is saying that there's no paternity for non-Jews. That's not a monetary construct, right? Yerusha Livnei Noach in Torah, right? Ki Yerusha Le'esav Nasati Eshar Seir. So what does it mean, paternity? It means paternity in the sense that, Nathan is going to tell Gavriel what's what and what's up and what's down and, give him that instruction. And, Tim is going to tell Gemma, this is what matters and this is what doesn't matter. These are our values. That's the meaning of paternity. And that's, by the way, why we say v'shinan t'levanecheh l'talmidecha, that a rav and an av are very similar roles, right? How does that make sense? It's not a biological child, but it's a spiritual child. And that's a very important idea. Kol hamalamidus ben chavir Torah malo levakasov ki ilu yilado. It's like he, literally gave birth to him, because we have this transitive concept between paternity and education. So in any event, yes, all of that, all of these encomiums, Elisheva, very much are instantiations of the idea. So beginning on the top line of Samach Aleph Amud Beis. So how do we know that the Ovid Kochavim doesn't have Tuma? Minalun Galeslu Tuma Damerkra V'Isha Sher Yitvav Lo Yitchata V'Nichrisa HaNefeshim Yitocha Ka'al. He'll be excommunicated from the community. V'Misha Yishol Ka'al Yatzazah. The non-Jew isn't in the community to begin with. She'ein Lo Ka'al. So Mimai Dilma Karis Hu Dilma Chayim. So he's not going to be Chayim Karis. Aval Yitmu Yei Mitmu. So maybe he still could become Tamei Samerkra. To have impurity, you have to have purity, and vice versa. So the Gemara says, maybe he could, have the worst of all worlds. He could become impure and remain impure forever without any possibility of becoming pure again. So Amakra, V'isha Sher Yitma V'lo Yischata. Pasuk says that a person who becomes Tameh and does not then seek to purify themselves, implying that it's always a possibility. Anybody who doesn't have nachala is not subject to dinim of tuma. So here it comes. Wait a second. Avadim, yachi avadim namilo. We said that avadim, could be subject, but here we know that the pasuk itself is nachatam osam deichem achareichem. It's talking about the Eved Kanani, that they should be part of the inheritance from father to son, right? And they are not B'nai Nachala. So then we should assume that Avadim Nami Lo, Salam Arava, Bishlam Agabi Arachim. When it comes to consecrating one's value or somebody else's value to base of Megdash, let me remind everybody, by Arachim, it's two-dimensional. It's only dependent on age and gender. Male of a certain age, female of a certain age, it's a fixed rate. It's not like when a person says Dami alai or Dami ploni alai, in which case it's, the open market, the shuk, kmo evan hanimkar, or ama haninkeres. So that's arachin, it's a fixed rate. So amar abishlam agabe arachin shenemar b'nei Yisrael, the Jewish people, b'nei Yisrael marichin, Does that mean that they can't be the object of evaluation? Ish, universal term. So Hacha Bnei Yisrael knows Rebbein Karban, Bnei Avdei Kochavim knows Rebbein Karban, Yachol Aflo Yunizirin Klal. Maybe they can't become Nizirim altogether. Tamad Omer Ish, the universal term. So Imri Imishim Karban. If it's just a question of the Karban, you don't need the pasuk from that. La Mehacha Nafkalei Ela Mehasam. The pasuk says Leola Prat Nizirus Divrei Rabbi Yosi Agli. So the Gemara responds. Ema, maybe I'll say, Bnei Yisrael knows her Naziris Olam. That the Jews not only are able to become Nazirim, but forever, what I call, as you've heard many say many times with a smile on my face, that the Ramban's preferred Naziris, because let's review as we come to the end of the Masechta for the Ramban, once a Nazir, always a Nazir, right? The Chatas of the Nazir is the idea of regression in terms of the status of Kiddusha. Okay, so Eimav Bnei Yisrael knows when Nizir is Olam. Eimav Bnei Yisrael knows when Nizir is Olam. So Lach Yachol Nizir, maybe they can't be Nizirim altogether. The Torah uses a universal term, Ish O Isha Kiyafin Nidor Neder Nazir, seems beyond our immediate fraternity. Talmud Omer Ish. So Amar Yochan Miksiv Nazir Olam. Well, the Torah doesn't refer to the Nazir Olam. So Eimav Bnei Yisrael Nazir and Bnei Yaminazir. Eimav Bnei Yisrael Nazir and Bnei Yaminazir. So maybe the distinction is that a Jew, where there is this heightened sense of paternity, I can declare my son a Nazir, but that won't apply at the universal plane. Yachol lo yihiyu Nazirim, so maybe they can't be Nazirim altogether, tavalom reish, the universal term. Some Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, halacha ibn Nazir. That's not derived from a pasuk, it's a halacha Moshe Sinai, that I have the right to declare my son a Nazir. So Eim ibn Yisrael megalchin, Al Naziris Aviyan, the Enod Dikochavim Megalchin Al Naziris Aviyan. Remember that fascinating idea that we talked about much earlier in the Masechta, that they would have this din of Giluach in the event of the death of their parents. So Yachol Oyu Nazirin, top line, Tamach Bez Amid Aleph, Tamad Lomar Ish, Ish, the universal terms. So again, the Gemara says this is not meant to be derived. Or inferred from Sukkim, Ma'idmar Rabbi Yochanan Halachi Ben Nazir. It's a matter of the oral transmission per se. So Ihachi, if we're saying that Ish implies a universal formulation, Ish Kiafli Neder Berkacha Be'arachin Lamali. Why do I need a separate pasuk by Arachin? Why can't they just say that it's derived from Nedarim? Mechti Ha'iskish Arachin Nedarim. Damarkra, Ish Kiafli Neder Berkacha. Vatani Gabinidarim Ish. So we have Ish Ish. It should be extractable, transferable from one era to the other. Matamalomer Ish. Lirabo says Ovde Kochavim. She nodri nidarin unidavos ki Yisrael. So then why do I have an explicit pasuk by Arachin? Surely it's not to tell me the fundamental principle. Ish Kiafli Barachin Lamali, Elahai Ish Mibaile Li Suye. Mufla Samach Ish, a topic we've encountered before, both in the Nedarim and in Nazir, but it's worth going over. This is one of these exceptions that just makes us totally fascinated. That normally in Halacha, Bar and Bat Mitzvah is the coin of the realm, right? But when it comes to Nedarim, what's the exception? Right? A boy who's 12 years old, a girl who's 11 years old, they're not quite at the level of being a Halachic adult, 13 and 12, but we give them a little bit of a cognitive assessment, you know. I don't know if it has to be board certified, but you know, whatever it is. So we ask them a few questions, and if we see that they have das, you know, then we say, okay, Nidreim Neder. And that seems like a din Torah. But we know that that was a matter of some controversy. Not all of the Chachamim felt that that was a din Torah. Some of them felt maybe that was a din Derabanan because if the person is close enough to becoming Bar and Bat Mitzvah, we don't want them getting willy-nilly with Nedarim. It's a serious area. So the Gemara says, but if you assume that's merely rabbinic, ish kiafli lamali, what's the pasuk talking about? Interestingly, at the level of Ovei Kochavim, I want to just point out in my defense, I did not freeze. The computer froze. I am warm-blooded. How am I doing right now?
is very good. Sound quality is good.
Right. If I froze, it would take much longer for me to defrost. Okay. So, we'll have to get, you know, maybe over the summer we can give Yitzchak this summer project if he's amenable to it. You know, Yitzchak is a master of all things technical, so we may have him, like, explore the wiring of the building. Maybe Tim could connect us with some of his connections in MI6, and, you know, we'll get some of their most updated technology to be able to, you know, to help us with that project. Tim, you don't have a problem calling in a favor, do you?
It's a great idea.
Okay, thank you. I would think that's also a priority for them.
I need a budget, though.
Well,
I might need to speak to them about a budget. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I think MI6 has some. I don't think it's reflected in the published defense budget.
We can figure it out.
Yeah, I think the MI6, they have their own source. And I would think that this is probably pretty high on their list of priorities at Daf Yomi Group in America. You know, you'd have to imagine that that's up there. Let's put it this way. They don't call it a special relationship for nothing. Okay, so the Gemara says, interestingly, maybe it applies for Ovdei Kochavim, right? That what we're talking about is that Ovdei Kochavim themselves have a din of Muflet Somachlish. Okay, Muflet Somachlish Ovdei Kochavim. So the Gemara says, okay, that's all well and good. Hanich lemanem reneis from Nerachin and Ovdei Kochavim Nerachin. Yachol lo yiyu ma'arichin. Certainly they are able to be ma'arich. They're able to take these Erechin, Talmud Omar, Ish, universal term, Shapir. If you think it's a provincial, you know, a parochial institution, not a universal institution, but you can take the value of a non-Jew and contribute that to the Beis HaMikdash if you're a Jew. So, what do I do with that aspect of the pasuk? The isui ovi kochavim gadol, davagav de gadolhu, eino yodea lahaflos. This is according to the mandamar that ovi kochavim are not marichin, that they don't have the capacity for hafla. So, elo, kiafli, because of rachman agabi nizirus, specifically, not in the context of nedarim or arachim, but in the context of nizirus lamali, so mechti, hoyes gish nizirus lanedarim, kiafli lamali, li suye adayim sheino mochichos, te itmar. Yadayim she'enan mochichos, Abai Amar havin yadayim, Rava Amar, lo havin yadayim. I love these 12 lines we're about to get to because it's a beautiful chazara and so many of the principles of Nazir. So remember this topic of yadayim she'enan mochichos, it's a reference to an oblique formulation, right? When a person doesn't finish the thought, so to speak, right? And we had a debate, yadayim she'enan mochichos, havin yadayim or lo havin yadayim. So maybe that term, hafla'a, touches on this idea, like Machlokes Abaye and Rava, we're saying, lo havin yadayim, it's insufficient. It has to be really a clear formulation. And that's going to get us to the next point. So, Abaye Mar havin yadayim, Rava lo havin yadayim. Abaye nichal, Rava ma'ikal meymar, ela kiafli, this will ring a bell, mi ba'alech the Reb Tarfon, the Tanya, Rebbe Tarfon, we saw this so many times, Tanya, Rebbe Yudom, Rebbe Shem, Rebbe Tarfon, Ein echad me'em nazir l'fishol and this nazirus elo l'hafla. Remember that situation where you have the two nazirim and they're looking off in the distance? I hope this brings back some nostalgia, right? And they say, if this guy is a nazir, then I'll be a nazir. And the other says, if this guy isn't a nazir, I'll be a nazir. Ken is nodding sagaciously, experiencing nostalgia right now. And everybody was okay with that because by, you know, mathematical principles, it makes, you know, a really great deal of sense. However, right, it's not so clear because maybe the whole point of hafla of nazirus is that you have to be sure at the time. It can't be conditional, right? It has to be, I know right now that I'm coming to be a nazir. It's like we say by hasra. If you're giving somebody a warning, it can't be a safek hasra. It has to be a vadai hasra. It can't be, if you do this, you know, and if this happens, then you could be chayav, whatever, skilus reif erik chenik malkos. That's not going to fly. Okay, so enachan menazir the fishal nisna zira salafla hanichler b'tarvan alor banu ma'ikel meimar mi ba'alech l'tanya hetan adar parchin ba'avir ve'ev hen al mashi yismochu. Right, the whole idea of release from nedarim doesn't have a great source in the Torah. Rav Lazar Omer yesh lohem al mashi yismochu. Maybe this is the source. Shenemar ish kiafli Kiafli shtei panim. Echad hafla'a le'iser. Rashi says when there is charata. Ve'echad hafla'a, when there is not charata. Ve'echad hafla'a le'heter. When you have charata, so then you can release the neder. Okay? The critical point that we saw here is that when it comes to Ovdei Kochavim, the rules of the road may indeed be different. We have, when it comes to Nidarim, when it comes to Arachin, when it comes to Nazirus, we have the formulation of Ish, which generally speaking can be a universal term. However, it doesn't mean that all of the Pratim, all of the details, are exactly going to play out the same. But now we have a complicating factor about how do we deal with the Eved Kenani? Because the Eved Kenani, as we know, Yatza Michal Bnei Noach, Ve'adayin L'chal Yisrael Lo Nichnas, he is in the demilitarized zone, he's in the no man's land, not quite Gentile, not quite Jew, and what about his capacity with respect to Nedarim, with respect to Arachin, with respect to Nizirus in general? So, even though there's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos in the Gemara, the Rambam's Shita seems to line a little bit more Tosfos, and it reads a little bit smoother in the Gemara, so I'll just present that, even though there's some disagreement in terms of how to read each line in the Gemara coming up, we'll say the following. When it comes to Nazirus, an Eved fundamentally is capable of taking a Neder Nazirus, right? We have this Ish Lerabos, right? This inclusive principle, even if he's not an automatic member of the fraternity. However, right, his master has something to say about it. His master can suspend his Nazirus. I say suspend because if the Avdus will end, that Nazirus will be restarted from the exact point that it was left off. However, when it comes to other forms of Nidarin, other vows that can impact, let's say, Nidrei Inoy Nefesh, like the kind that we talked about at the end of Masech de Nidarin by women, that can impact their overall physical well-being, etc. So those, the Rav may not even need to actively suspend. The Eved might not be able to take such Nidarin to begin with, because as we saw before, but we'll see repeated again, right? Le'esor isar al nafsho mi shenafsho knu yolo. You have to have bilus over your own self in the full sense of the term. The Eved lacks that, okay? Because anything that he does, eo ipso, impacts somebody else and their bottom line. Here we are. Top of Samach Beis, Amid Beis, Chomer be'avadim mi benashim. Shu mefer nidre isha v'na mefer nidre avdo. Hefer le'ishto, hefer olamis, meaning that once he negates his wife's vow, it's again terminated in perpetuity. He may die, they may be divorced, it doesn't matter. It's negated. Hefer la'avdo, but if he's mafir for his eved, yatza l'cheiros umashlim niziruso. Okay, but if he's mafir for his eved, once the eved goes free, however the eved actually goes free, so the Nazirus continues. So Tana Rabbanan Lama Rabba Chofol the Nazirus Avelo Nedar Mularachin. Again, Rashi took that to mean that he didn't have the right. Tosas took that to mean, and the Rambam took that to mean he didn't even need to. So Maishna Gabi Nazir Dar Rechman Alas or Yisrael Naafsha Mishan Afsha Kilo Tzayev Chen Naafsha Knu Yelo Yachy Avilo Gabi Nedarim Nami. So Rav Sheshes Hachamay Eskin and Kodesh Eshkol Shanavim Munach Chofanav. You have one a vine, one cluster of grapes, let's say in front of a person. So gabe nedarim dechi mitzer b'hai lo mitzer b'acharini lo matzi chafilei. So when it comes to a specific, neder, which by the way are always yisurei chafza, getting back to the very beginning of our limud of masach the nedarim, so maybe the adon shouldn't have too much to say about that, because, it just applies to this group, these grapes. You could go to Julio's and get other grapes, that it won't be such a big difference. Gai ben Azir is the chimitzer b'hai, itzer b'chulu. So matzi chafilei. So maybe the Gemara is suggesting that the capacity of the Adon to involve himself when it comes to the Zeros is because it's not just one cluster of grapes, it's all the grapes in the world. Gai ben Adar, milo askina, delaka lahay eshkol, diloach lechalish, right? How do we know by Nadarim that it's such a simple matter? Okay, so ela marava kigon shayi chartzon Munach lefanav pits. Gabi nedarim b'hayu de mitzvah lo matzi kafilei. Gabi nazir de itzer nami b'acharini. Since it's a universal prohibition, matzi chafilei. The adon has more to say about it because the restriction is much more pervasive and ubiquitous. V'gabi nedarim It shouldn't be too difficult to construct a fact pattern that if he doesn't eat this chartzan, he's going to become weakened. So rather, Abaye, you know, refines the entire limud, and this is what we consider to be normative. Selamar Abaye lamarabot tzarech lechvoslan aziros ve'ein tzarech lechvoslan adarim, as I explained in the name of the Rambam, the Baalei Tosos. Minu tzarech lechvoslan shvua my time demakra lehara olahetiv ma'atava rishos afra rishos yatzal hara la'acherim sheina rishos biyada. That the issue is the following. When it comes to Nazirus, the Adon can suspend the Nazirus. And as long as that Eved is subject to that Adon, the Nazirus will be suspended. We could revisit it at a later date. But when it comes to Nidarim, Pasuk says, Lahara Olehetib. It has to be on your dime. But if you're going to take a Neder as an Eved that is going to reduce your value, right, say, let's say your Adon broke the bank for you, right, because you were considered the strongest, the most capable, whatever, and now you're going to take on some kind of a monastic vow that's going to reduce your work output by 80%, so that's going to impact his investment dramatically. So as such, you don't have the right, bichlal, to take such nedarim. So here, again, Rabosa, critical point, it's not that the Rav, the Adon, has the capacity to suspend. He doesn't need to suspend. The Neder never takes off. It's stuck on the runway. Never happens to begin with. Okay. Last piece. Avar Micheneged Panav. So let's say you have a refugee, right, he runs away. So Meir Omer Lo Yishta, it doesn't break the Nazir. So Yosi Omer Yishta. So Lem B'Shmuel Kamei B'Gedam B'Shmuel Ma'afkir Avdo Yatzel Cheres V'Nun Tzarech Getchich. Reb Meir is like the Shmuel. So Reb Meir says, yeah, the there has to be a process of emancipation. Here he's just stopped running away. So there's no process. So Reb Yosi Leisle the Shmuel. Lo Dechulei Alma Yisle the Shmuel. Everybody agrees to Shmuel's principle. That I'm after Avdu, Yatzel Cheirus, and you don't need any documentation. The Lamanda Mer Yishta, okay, according to Rabbi Yossi, Sof, Mahadar Adar, V'asi Lagabe. So, in the end of the day, the chances are is that the Adon and the Eved are going to be back together. So, we'll say, Rabbi Yossi says it's actually better for their overall relationship that he should continue to drink wine and not suffer any ill health effects. Lamanda Mer Lo Yishta, but according to Reb Meir, Samer Lehavilei Tzara, we don't want to give this person, you know, such a pleasant life where he can, you know, become a wine connoisseur. Because he'll say, it's not like I've gained anything, you know, by, becoming free. Yes, maybe I've gained some practical freedom by running away from my Adon, but I'm restricted in wine. You know, when I was back in the house of my Adon who wanted me to drink wine, I'll trade a little bit of freedom for wine. Okay, that doesn't sound so politically correct, you know, but you can understand the basic rationale. And so I'd like to again go over really the two major points that we spoke about today. One at the very beginning, one very close to the end. When we talk about paternity for non-Jews, and we say Yesh Yerusha Libnei Noach Din Torah, so that doesn't mean that paternity is the same. What it means is that it could be a monetary institution, but as a spiritual institution, that was the unique contribution of Avraham Avinu. And I think, again, that is such a foundational idea when we talk about Ein Avos L'Goy and the meaning of paternity within the Jewish community, the covenantal community, as the Rav called it. I can't think of anything more important right now. The second major idea that we talked about is that maybe Nadarim are strictly the province of Misha Nafsho Kenuyolo, somebody who has, total autonomy over his person, or as we say, Laharo Lehetiv. But if your Nadarim, by definition, are going to, have a dramatic impact on somebody else, whether you're a woman, okay, there your husband has to actively negate, but the Eved, we're going to say the Adon, doesn't have to actively negate. It isn't because the entire basis for the Nadar was not something that could get off the ground to begin with. one detail, again, less fundamental, but just to review a couple of the important points that have come up throughout the Masechta. We went back over the question of Muflat Sam L'Ish, which is indeed the halacha. This is one of those exceptions. So important to remember. Baron bat mitzvah b'chol atorah kula, by nedarim, 11 for a girl, 12 for a boy, as long as they know what they're doing. Mufla samach l'ish. Again, I just want to emphasize, I've pointed this out in the past, but why should there be a different standard? I think it makes a lot of sense, right? Because when it comes to things that are top down, what the Torah prescribes, 13 and 12. But when you take on yourself, maybe there could be a different standard. That's the whole nature of Yisurim that are generated Gabe Nedarim. Maybe as soon as you're able to take it on yourself, right, you're able to take it on yourself. I think that's a very compelling idea. I like that very much. We went back over the point of Rabbi Tarfon that Nazirus is always behafla. It has to be absolutely clear to all parties involved. It can't be matters of contingencies and derivatives. And that's another very important point. So with that, God willing, we'll pick it up tomorrow, Erev Shabbos. I wish everybody not just a good Chodesh, but we know Rosh Chodesh Nisan. HaChodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chadashim. It's our month. It's the Jewish people's month. It's the Chodesh Shel Geula. It should be a Chodesh of Geula for each and every person here and their families and their loved ones. And Mirtz Hashem, we look forward to God willing, as I say, Sunday night. Again, we'll meet tomorrow regular time. Introduction to Masechta Sota, 8 o'clock. Hope to see everybody in person or at least over Zoom. And then the Siyum will be Monday morning, God willing. And then we will be off into the fascinating world of the Isha Sota. So looking forward to that. And I wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Rabbi. Have a great day.
Other stuff.